The young boys and girls at this Nairobi orphanage enjoy a break from their studies. Little do they know that on two different continents, two incredible young women are working to keep the place going. Kibera resident Regina Owino was just 22 when she sacrificed her own university education to set up and run the centre. This is her project.
Angels of Hope Kibera started in 2010. Our main mission was to give food and a basic education to children who are less privileged in Kibera community.
And then there's 16-year-old Amelia Degama. From Lyon in central France, Amelia's just passed her high school baccalaureate 2 years early and is off to St Andrews University in Scotland in the autumn.
It was on a family trip to Kenya in 2010. Through a relative of mine who works in development, I was able to visit Kibera slums, the biggest slum in Africa. I visited a care group, a hospital, and an orphanage.
Angels of Hope Kibera is for children who have lost one or both parents to HIV/AIDS and youngsters who may themselves have been diagnosed with the disease. For Regina, this was all part of life's daily struggle. Her father died when she was young. Her mother brought her and her 5 siblings up alone and still went out to work.
It was so important to me to help these kids because coming from the community, I understood their problems, I would see their challenge, and so there was need for me to come in and bring them together.
Amelia, who returned to her very privileged life in France, couldn't get Kibera out of her head.
What had a big effect on my conscience was that people didn't actually look sad, especially the children. They didn't look the way I would look if I did not have food for 2 or 3 days at a time. The fact that they were making the best of their situation where they were on such a thin line between life and death, I think you can learn a lot from people living like that.
The children get 2 meals a day and a basic education. There's also medical help for parents and children affected by HIV/AIDS. A quick look outside will reveal what would happen if the orphanage wasn't there.
If I hadn't intervened, I think most children would have just been loitering in the street, or rather they would have gotten lost, or maybe something bad could have happened to them.
And that means a probable life of crime, drugs or prostitution. Amelia kept to her promise to help raise funds for the centre when she returned to France.
As soon as I got back, I sent pictures to Chris, the vicar at our church, Lyon Anglican Church, and I told him that I really needed to do something. I spoke to the whole congregation and also to the Sunday school groups because it was really important for the children to understand the children that were being helped.
The church raised enough money to sustain the Angels of Hope Kibera project and around 40 children for a year. They've just finished fundraising to pay for a second year.
The funds raised by Amelia makes a lot of difference in our program because we do not have any regular donor. And the money is used to take care of food and basic education.
While there's admiration that Amelia rallied her local community to raise much-needed cash, it's Regina's vision and determination that has galvanised so much support.
I was definitely inspired by her and the fact that she herself had nothing and was just doing her best to make ends meet for these children. So her selflessness, her faith also and her real belief in the project that she was working on, and of course the huge sacrifice that she made.
The children can't be accommodated at the centre, so 8 of the youngsters live with Regina and her family. The need to expand the project is now a major priority. Amelia's promised further fundraising support. There are no large administration costs for the project. Every cent goes to pay for food, medicine and educational materials.
My ambition for the project is that I would like to see it grow. For instance, we have children who are totally homeless and we cannot accommodate all of them because of limited resources. So, for example, if we build a very big orphanage to accommodate all the children, that will be my greatest achievement.
Regina says she'd like to be in a position where she didn't have to turn vulnerable young kids away. With thanks to the Kibera News Network, Nick Martin, DW, Lyon, France.